Another loss of a veteran in Brazil who got called up to Montreal. How do you feel the guys responded?
Good. I mean, it's never easy right now when we you know, our top four players pretty much are up with the Montreal Canadiens, and we have some significant injuries. But the guys are rallying, and the guys that are asked to come in and fill in are giving everything they have, and that's all we want. It gives us an opportunity to see other players, and you know, we're a hard-working team. I'm really proud of the players.
And the 3 out of 4 points against the two top teams in the Eastern Conference, must be satisfied with that?
Yeah, you know, we've had a good week, good couple of weeks, and we outshot this Toronto team 58-14 in their building a couple of weeks ago, that we should have probably won the game. So, no, I'm pretty pleased with the effort, and it was a big weekend for us.
And then just to pick up on what you said earlier about Richard, when he got sent down, he did say that he was disappointed about being sent down. At that time, did you need to have a discussion with him? How was his mindset?
His mindset's okay. Obviously, it's not easy, and I'm sure it wasn't easy this morning when he saw Belzil get called up. That's reality of a pro hockey player. You know, they are on the same team, but they also compete to go up and play in the NHL. And those people, they're human. They have feelings. They have, and it's sometimes some things are hard, but he was okay with it. And he's, when I spoke to him, says, "I'm ready to play, coach." And that's what he did tonight. He's going to show everybody that he deserves to be back up there. And that's what he did.
Thank you.
You mentioned, you know, 3 out of 4 points against two really good teams. What have you learned about your team over the past couple
years? We've learned a lot about our team since the beginning of the year. We went through a lot as a team. We had a lot of ups and downs. I'm a firm believer, if you learn throughout the year, as the year goes on, you become a better team. And I feel that's the way we are as a team right now. We started a little slow, and when we learned a few things, and now we're playing a lot better for each other. And we learned to become a team. And that's a good thing leading into a playoff run. So hopefully we can keep playing with the energy, the passion, and the intensity, and the hard work. Hopefully if we do that, we'll find a place in the playoff.
And you mentioned young players getting a chance to step up and play roles that they would probably play normally. William Trudeau getting power play time, you start overtime with him. What have you seen in his play lately?
Excellent. He's improved so much since the beginning of the year, and a lot of it comes with hockey players. It comes it's mental. You know, for him, it's feeling good about himself. He's getting the ice time. He's getting rewarded, and he's taking the opportunity. He's taking advantage of it. Some people can't deal with that pressure and don't take advantage of it, but he doesn't seem to be phased, and that's a great quality to play in the market like Montreal, for a young French Canadian, not to be phased and take the opportunities.